And joining me now in the studio is Dennis Davis. He's the executive director of South Dakotans for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation, Kara.
So let's start and talk a little bit about your organization and how you got involved.
Well, we started in 2010. I took over in 2012. The person who was the director wanted to go to law school, so I took over after him. 2013 is the first time I lobbied at the Capitol, and I have ever since. We have ran several repeal bills which failed in committee, and recently in the last 2 years, we've tried to exempt the severely mentally ill from the death penalty.
And that's you're bringing that petition again?
We will bring that petition again for the next session, yes.
Okay. You said that that you also volunteer in the prison.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And you meet with inmates on death row.
I do, yes. Have for a couple of years. Rodney Burgett was the last one to be executed. I visited him for a couple of years. Charles I've visited for a couple of years, and Bradley Piper.
And how are you received by them?
Well, very well. You know, these guys don't get very many visitors. So, you know, anytime someone takes an interest in them, obviously, when you're locked up 23 out of 24 hours a day, you're pretty excited that somebody is interested to come back and talk to you. So I've really gotten a rapport with these guys, gotten to know them pretty well. And it's been exciting for me to really learn who they are as human beings. Because they are human beings, even though very often they're put out there as some kind of animal and horrible person. Obviously, what they did is horrible. No question in my mind, these crimes are terrible. But they are human beings who have made horrible mistakes, and that's where I start with them, to accept them where they are, what's going on in their lives, and so on. And it gets to be very, very interesting conversations.
And Charles Rhines is really the only person so far that has fought this every step of the way.
Yeah, since 1979, when the death penalty was reinstated in South Dakota, everyone who was executed, the last nine, I think, or 10, have given up their appeals or committed suicide. And so Charles is the only one. He's, I think, the longest person after almost 27 years, it'll be in January, who has been on death row in South Dakota history. And so we have spent a tremendous amount of treasure to keep wanting him to go to the death chamber. And so we did a survey in South Dakota. It's much cheaper to keep them life in prison without parole, which, by the way, is a death sentence. They will die in prison. And so if you want the death penalty, then what we propose is keep them in prison for the rest of their days, but it also gives them a chance to rehabilitate and reclaim their own humanity.
And talk a little bit, can you talk a little bit about why he continues to fight this?
Well, I think he's a human being. And I guess if I was in his shoes and was up to for the state to put me to death, I would definitely try in every way that I can to stop the execution. I mean, that's a human person there who does not want to be killed, but would much rather see how he can be a benefit in the rest of his life, how he can rehabilitate, and so on. And so the death penalty basically, when you have that kind of violence going toward a person, I think it's a society sees it, especially our children see that. And I'm a strong believer that violence begets violence. I work on an alternative to violence team in the prison. And it's a wonderful program where the guys really are rehabilitated. They can turn their lives around and see what they've done. And they're tremendous people within the prison. They help the younger guys coming in. It's just been an honor, you know, to really work in the prison and meet these guys.
And how did you choose this as your work?
I'm a Catholic deacon, so, you know, it's kind of in my blood to really be a guy that's for life in all aspects from beginning to end. I think that life is precious and that for us to say in any manner that God is done with a human being, by killing him, I think is putting ourselves in the place of God. And I don't think that we have a right to take another human being's life, just like he didn't have a right to take Donovan Schafer's life. He had no right to do that. So therefore, when we do the same thing that the convicted killer does, what does that say about us? And that's been my question from the beginning. The death penalty is not about what they do. The death penalty is about what we do as a society. And I think that's the question that we have to look at in terms of our conscience. You know, do we really think that killing this person is going to make us a better society when the purpose of prisons is to keep society safe? And obviously, for the last almost 27 years, we have been safe in this society because of the prisons that we have. And so why wouldn't we utilize that in a nonviolent way to try to rehabilitate and heal rather than to take someone's life?
And as you take this argument to peer and to lawmakers, what is their comeback? What is their response?
Well, the lawmakers that I've met, it's both ways. I mean, some say it really doesn't matter. They deserve to get what they get. But an increasing amount of lawmakers I have discovered are really willing to listen and to really enter into that dialogue. You know, do we really need this? Do we need to continue this in our state? Especially for an example, for those who are severely mentally ill. That would certainly be an exception that would, for me, is a no-brainer. I mean, of course we wouldn't want to kill someone who really didn't realize what they were doing. But it's an ongoing dialogue. And I think that we do have a governor with a heart. I really do. And so I meet a lot of legislators who have tremendous hearts and say, no, I don't think we do need to continue this. But it's a process. It takes time, and I realize that. I don't condemn anybody for where they're at with the death penalty. I perfectly understand it. This is a cultural thing. It's been going on for a long time. It's what we do. So for me, it just takes patience. I just need to continue to do the dialogue with the lawmakers and see where it goes.
All right. Dennis, I want to thank you for taking time and coming in on the program today. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Kara.
And we will talk with you more, I'm
All right.
sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.